Boker Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom. Today is Kavdalet Be'av, Erev Shabbat Kodesh, Parashat Re'eh Anochi Noten Lifnechem Hayom Beracha. So, it's also Shabbat Mevarchim, Chodesh Elul. Elul is this coming, Rosh Chodesh, Elul, Thursday and Friday, Ba'alem Tov Avon Beracha. Tov. So, the shir and the breakfast is Lilu Nishmat. What was the name? Simon. Ma.
Shimon ben
Binyamin. Shimon ben Binyamin. Dave. We are in Perek Hamishi of Tomer Devorah. This is going to be our last Tomer Devorah shir for a little while. Today is the last day of SBM summer kolel. So Bezat Hashem. Listen. All good kind of things must come to an end, but we're not. It's not ending. It's just transitioning into Elul's month. Anyway, b'kitzur, Friday is Bezat Hashem, and also mornings, ma. Elul, ma. Huh?
The shul is finished. 1 more 8:30 minutes.
There will. Takshiv. So he says. Says the Tomer Devorah. Ketzad yergila adam atzmo b'midat ha'chesed. So now we're working down. Is that a set?
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to start talking about midat chesed. Ma katuv? Ikar knisat ha'adam el sod chesed hu le'ehov et Hashem techlit ahava. In order to resemble, in order for a person to emulate a Kadosh Baruch Hu's attribute of kindness, the way to do that is by completely and equivocally loving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shelo yaniach avodato leshum siba. There is nothing in the world that should hinder one from Avodat Hashem. Why? Because a person has to value Avodat Hashem more than anything else in the world. Nothing can get us down. Which means, obviously, there are certain, everybody goes through hardships in life. That's needless to say. And like we say in Yiddish, everybody has their own pekel. Right? Human will tell you what that means. Pekel. Everybody has their own... Yeah, package. Exactly. Yeah. So, anyway, aval, just like in everything else in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a chesed, a person has to know how to compartmentalize, to make barriers. When it comes to Avodat Hashem, it works the same way. We cannot let our tzarot get in the way of our Avodat Hashem, and that is the primary focus of Olam Hazeh. Most a person's concentration, a person's kavanah, a person's kochot, should first and foremost go to Avodat Hashem. What do I need in order to learn? What do I need in order to pray? What do I need in order to perform the mitzvot? If I still have kochot left, we'll talk about food and housing and clothing and cars and other zachim. Which means that a person's kochot has to be focused primarily to Avodat Hashem. And he says, "V'tiyah ha'avah hazot tekua belibo, ben yikabel tovot me'et ha'kadosh baruch hu, uven yikabel yisurim et tochachot, yachshevem le'ahavah lo." Which means that when a person, whatever ha'kadosh baruch hu throws a person's way, whether it's goodness and chasadim and wealth and happiness and nachat, metuyan. And even if it's not, gam ken metuyan. Why? There's a pasuk in Mishle. Which means the smiting of the loved one is faithful, which means that a person sometimes, let's say, starts getting beaten and it hurts, but you look up, let's say a child gets beaten, he's getting smacked, it hurts, he's scared, but he looks up and what does he see? He sees his father. He automatically feels better. Why? I'd rather it be my father beating me than any... Obviously, now it's figurative. Anyway, Bekitsur, Aval, he feels better. He says, I'd rather it be my father than somebody else because even when my father gives me makot, I know that what? I know that it's coming from a loving place. Now, and he says, I'll tell you a story. Agon Chafetz Chaim, alav shalom, he had a son. A son who was a tremendous son of Chacham, but he passed away at a very young age. His name was Rabbi Avram. That's the Chafetz Chaim's son's name. At the Levaya of his son, right, Hashem Yirachim, when a person has to, Shelo Neda Mitzarot, a person has to bury a son, it's a very difficult thing. At the Levaya, at the open grave, right before they covered the Aron, the Chafetz Chaim said he addressed the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, "Ribono shel Olam, you know that until this point, my heart was split, half to you, and half for my son Rabbi Avram." He says, "Now that you took him away, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and people were waiting." This is the punchline, and he said, "Kadosh Baruch Hu, now my entire heart is for you. Now all my heart is dedicated to you." That's what the Chafetz Chaim was thinking about when he buried his son. It's a big, big ma'ala, which means no matter what Kadosh Baruch Hu sends a person, can never get him down. Person should get to that level. It's a very hard level. Sometimes the harder it gets, the more ta'anot, the more claims and complaints that a person has to Kadosh Baruch Hu, זה לא כיף. אבל, מכל מקום, he says, וכתיב, ובכל מעודיך. What's ובכל מעודיך? ופישו, בכל מידה ומידה שהוא מודד לך. Whatever הקדוש ברוך הוא throws our way, whatever measure he gives us, הן לטוב הן למותר, כדי לכלול כל המידות בחסד, ונמצא סוד הנהגתו מהמלכות. Which means that if a person is able to accept everything הקדוש ברוך הוא sends us, באהבה, that means that you are now encompassing everything in life with midat ha-chesed. Just like a kadosh baruch hu. You know, there's a pasuk in Echa, they're doing the two sorayim. So there's a pasuk in Echa katuv, mipi elyon lo tetze hara'ot ve'atov. There's no good and bad from a kadosh baruch hu. Why? Because in Shamayim, there's only good. Things that we understand are good, and things that we don't perceive as bad, but they're really good in disguise. That's why, Rabotai, this is this week's parasha. When we begin discussing, I said it, Bilasun Yafa before, but really, Re'eh Anochi Noten Lifnechem Hayom Beracha Uklala. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, get ready, and Benatatai Ka Beracha Al Har Gerizim, V'Tachilala Al Har Aival. There's a lot of things. Remember, there's a Gemara in Masechet Sota, Daf Lamed Bet, and Daf Lamed Zayin. According to most opinions in the Gemara, the setup of Har Gerizim and Har Aival was pretty interesting. In that six Shvatim were on Gerizim, six on Aival, the Kohanim and Vim and the Aron were where? In the middle, on the bottom of the valley between them. So, the reason why it has to be like that in general, when a person gives a drasha, he's standing higher than everybody else, and everybody else looks up to the one who's talking. By Am Yisrael, by the Berachah and Klala, it was the opposite. What? Who was talking? The Levim were talking on the bottom of the mountain, and we're talking. Why is that? You have to remember, the idea was, you should always remember that the Beracha Uklala are always hovering above you. The Beracha Uklala are always there. A person has his own free choice to decide what to take. The Klala of a Kadosh Baruch, which is the Tochacha, and as we get closer to Parashat Kitavo, Kitavo is 2 weeks, two Shabbatot, before Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Masechet Megillah, that it's customary always to read Parashat Kitavo, Parashat Nitzavim, always, always, before Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because that's where the Klalot are. Tichle Shana v'kililotea. We want the year and all of its curses. And this year, Oho 2020, Shem Yirachim. This is, everybody would like nothing more than to delete it from the memory. Aval, Mikol Makom, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Yisurim, we have to understand that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our Father in Heaven, who loves us, who's sending to us. And when we understand that, says the Ramak, that is kolel all of the entire world and anything, all of the Mora'ot, in the Midat HaChesed. That's the way it works. So, especially now, as we get closer, Josh told me about yesterday, what was Re'eh? Re'eh ze Rosh Hashanah, Elul ve, Hoshana Rabba ze, Re'eh is always read either the Shabbat before or the Shabbat of Rosh Chodesh Elul. So much so that, you know, this is the time that, you know, Sefer Devarim is a very, very powerful form of Musar. The entire Sefer Devarim is one running Sefer Musar. And Re'eh is when Moshe Rabbeinu not only gives Musar, but he starts saying, listen, after everything, the past few parashiyot, Devarim, Vayit Hanan, Aikev, were reviews of everything that happened in the Midbar the past 40 years. Now Moshe Rabbeinu starts saying, now remember, I'm not going to be with you always. I'm about to pass away. Remember, there's always a bracha uklala there, but no matter what happens, even the klala is a bracha in disguise. That's the way it works. And that really is the way to emulate a Kadosh Baruch Hu's midat ha-chesed. And if we remember that, we'll be able to take everything that a Kadosh Baruch Hu throws our way You know, when I was a kid, some people claim it's not a sport, but whatever. I happen to like baseball. Anyway, the kitzur, yadati. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Aval. Okay, listen.
Later to watch it.
No, not to watch. It's very boring to watch. I used to like to play. I was. Anybody want to guess what position I was?
Shortstop.
No. Third base. Lefty. You're a lefty.
Center field.
Pitcher. Right.
First base. Anyway, Bekitsur. Yeah. Anyway, Bekitsur. Yeah. Used to be good. Anyway, you know why? Because when I was a kid, I was chunky. The only sport that a possibly chunky guy could be good at is baseball. You don't have to move much. Especially at first base. First base, shortstop, you got to move. Yeah, outfield, run, back and forth, whatever. First base, you stay there. You just have to, you know, Bekitsur, you just have to catch. But that was my favorite thing. There used to be...
Why are you telling us now?
No, why do I want to tell you? Rabotai, in baseball, why am I bringing up baseball? Rabotai, the most powerful, statistically, the most powerful a pitch that you can hit is what? Even more than a fastball. Do you know what kind of leverage you have on one of the pitches? It's called a curveball. If you're able to make contact with a curveball and you swing hard, it's kip'at, almost bivada, you're going to hit a home run. If you have a good swing and you make contact with a curveball, why is that? Because the more curvier it is, also, I don't remember exactly how it was, but according to physics, if it comes in a straight line and you hit it, okay. Sometimes you hit a line drive, whatever. But I remember seeing statistically, most of the home runs come from contact on a curveball. Why? The curvier it is, if you make contact, you're able to hit a home run. That's the way it is in life also. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kabiachon, throws us curveballs, and you're able to make contact with the curveball, kimat not shayach, then you're not going to hit a home run. That's the way it works. Aval, so I got a Choshen Mishpat question last week. I'll leave you with this. I want you to churn it over Shabbat. This is a question for Nissan. Okay? A guy, you get nervous from those questions. He says like this. Nissan, if you know, he's my wingman, both in 54 and over here. At our breakfast table, Nissan used to be to my right, but now he's to my left. Yeah. Aval, takshivu tov. A guy went to the park. He went on a Sunday. He parked outside the park, and they had... You know, New York City, it's not like here that the parks are yafe, v'gadol, v'ze. Over there, you have a park in the back of a public school, and it has, you know, pavement, and there's a playground, and there's also like a pavement where you can play baseball. So the guy takes his kid. He parks outside the park, right outside the gate. He comes back. His windshield's cracked. So he sees a bunch of kids playing baseball in the pavement area. So he puts two and two together. And he says, decides to confront the kids. And he says, anybody know about a cracked windshield? So they start, you know, like, they start, no habla español, you know, all that stuff. Aval. So whatever, he got it. And he understands, he says, okay, fine. They were mentioned. There's a bunch of yeshiva boys. He said, okay, what happened? He says, yeah, he did it. Said that they read him out. He hit a home run. He had a home run, and he blasted into his windshield. Beseder. So, the kid was 14. Bevadai chayav. Right? Bevadai is chayav. But when the father comes, the kid starts singing a different tune. He says, you know what? I hit a home run, but what happened was, it wasn't just that I hit the ball and it landed on your windshield. I hit the home run. The ball hit the tree. It changed trajectory, and it banged from the tree. It bounced off the tree and hit your windshield.
Go get money from the
tree. Chayav o patur, and why? Shabbat shalom. I want to hear from you next week. Kol tov.